Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. By the way, wise men came to see him too, didn't they? And by the way, wise men still come to seek him. And when his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child. Did you know she wasn't pregnant? She's with child. She's not pregnant. Women aren't pregnant. They're with child. You know, the Lord's put on my heart to write. I've always thought about writing that book, and by God's grace, in 2009, I'm going to sit down and write that book. I'm going to write a book entitled With Child. For years, I've talked about it, and I even started to write it a few years back and stopped. And by God's grace, you pray. And that's one thing I want to get done before the rapture or before I go to be with Christ. I'd like to leave that book about with child. It's so important that when we refer to people with women that are going to have babies, we refer to them with child. Pregnant makes it, they can kill babies, but with child, when you take it, you're not terminating a pregnancy, you're terminating a child. And by the way, that's what abortion is. You're killing a baby. I'll tell you something. Once I get you to sit down, I was going to read it to you, and I forgot. Maybe I'll bring it tonight. Look at the next verse. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make a public... By the way, Brother Mark preached a great message on this last Wednesday. Make an example. Was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, you know, God tells us to think on things. What's the thing? Honest, what's the good? What's the good report? Think on these things. Behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Can anyone say amen?
Amen.
Greatest name I know in the world is named Jesus. Amen. Acts 4:12 says there's no other name given whereby men must be saved. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, and I'm going to show you that. It's in Isaiah. That's the first one I'm going to show you. Behold, a virgin shall be with you, be with child. How many see that? Shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph raised up from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. Look at verse 25. And knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. He never had intercourse with Mary until after Christ was born. Mary was a virgin, and that's important. Heavenly Father, I thank you, dear God, for loving us, and I thank you for loving us so much you'd send Christ. Lord, to think that you would love the unlovely, and that you would give your only begotten Son just for us. And so, Lord, we look to you today and just tell you we love you. We thank you for all your love and goodness towards us, and thank you for amazing grace. And Lord, I just pray you'll, Lord, I believe you put this in my heart to preach, and help me now as I speak to speak well, and that I can be a blessing to the hearers. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Just a sideline, this is not the message, but we received a letter. You that go to Bethel Baptist Christian Academy, we received a letter today and this week, and a beautiful picture of a baby. Little baby like the one Mona's got back there. Just a beautiful picture of a little baby. And it was from a grandmother. And she said, Dear Pastor Skyver and Bethel Baptist Christian Academy, my granddaughter went to your school last year. It's a girl from Germany. And she's not here with us now, but she was with us last year. And she said, you taught how abortion was murder and how kids ought to have their babies. Are you still with me? She said her sister was going to have an abortion, but she went to her and said, no. That's not of God. And matter of fact, you'll probably go to hell if you kill that baby. Of course, it's got nothing to do with going to hell. It's putting faith in Christ. But that little girl had some fire in her, amen? We like fiery kids in our school. Don't set the school on fire, though. Set the world on fire for Christ. And she said, because you taught my granddaughter, because they were going to have an abortion, her and the boy that was the father, because you taught my granddaughter the evil of abortion, I have this beautiful grandbaby now enclosed, and she's a beautiful, I'm going to write her back this week. And she says, I just want to thank you, your church, and your school for taking a stand for the truth. Amen? Amen. Boy, I'm glad we got Bethel Baptist Christian Academy. Amen. Amen? All right, let's look at your Christmas in prophecy this morning. I'm gonna give you two little thoughts here, and look if you'll notice, we read the Christmas story, some of it in Matthew chapter 1, 18 through 25, and I just want to give you some thought here. In 11 days, today's the 14th. In 11 days, most of the world, not all of it, but most of the world will celebrate on December 25th the birth of Jesus Christ. Can anyone say amen? Amen. Now, I don't know what day Jesus was born. This is just a day that we set aside. And whether he was born on December 25th or September 25th or October 25th, or I don't know what day he was born. I'm just glad he came and was born. And to take a date and celebrate it, to me, is outstanding. That the world is still celebrating. See, they cannot deny the Son of God. He came. He really was born. But think about this. Most of all the world in 11 days, Jesus will be heralded around all the continents of the world. Think about it. And praise God, for 2,000 years ago, Jesus was born in a manger in Bethlehem. And you know what? The critics can't deny it. They try to deny it. They try to put it out. But the fact is the matter, Jesus came and he was born for you. 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 And he was born for me. And the Bible says, not only was he born for you and me, but he was born for every person that was ever born. The whole world. Isn't that exciting? And I preached a funeral yesterday of a lady named Mrs. Linda Renner. And she loved Christmas. By the way, one of our members, I was talking to one of our members last night, and that particular member, he said that she lived right across from where he lived. He knew her. And one thing they told me about Mrs. Renner was she loved Christmas. She loved Christmas. She already had her house decorated for Christmas. And the one son told me that no matter, she wasn't very wealthy, but no matter what, every year she made sure all the kids had Christmas gifts. I mean, she made sure that every child, everyone in her family got a gift. And she would not let Christmas pass without everyone getting a Christmas gift. And I used this thought in the message. And I'm going to give it to you also today. She had the Christmas spirit. I told the people at her funeral that God had the same Christmas spirit as Mrs. Linda Reiner did. See, God sent Jesus so all the world, every person, no one would go out without the Christmas gift. I mean, every person was given a Christmas gift from God. No one excluded. Isn't that exciting? You know, listen to this. Everyone could have the greatest Christmas gift of all, the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. And just like Linda, God wanted not just some people to have it. He wanted everyone in all the earth to have it. He wanted he wanted to make sure that everyone got a Christmas gift. Can anyone say amen? So he sent Jesus for everyone to receive his son, to get the gift of eternal life. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ and our Lord. Listen, if you're here today and you've never received the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ, he's yours today for the free taking. He's freely, isn't that great? Freely given. And by the way, Christ came for all people. So if you're in, you never trusted Christ, you never received him as your Savior, you don't have to go without a gift this year. Christ is here to, he's the gift that keeps giving. Amen? And now let me say to you, let's talk about this birth of Jesus Christ. First of all, the birth of Jesus Christ was no accident. People say, oh, that just happened to be. No, it was no accident. The birth of Jesus was no mistake. The birth of Jesus just didn't happen. I mean, Mary and Joseph just didn't happen to come together. They just didn't happen by chance to be in Bethlehem. And they just, Jesus just didn't happen to be born of a virgin. Nothing just happened. It was all planned. It was all prepared. It was all prophesied. Are you with me? Listen, long before the world began, long before this world ever began, long before Adam and Eve walked on this earth, before God hung the sun and the moon, God had preordained the birth of Christ, the life of Christ, the death of Christ, the resurrection of Christ, and the return of Christ. Amen? And I'm going to read to you, stay in Matthew, but I'm going to read to you from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18. For as much as you know that we were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood, we're going to talk about that blood tonight, but with the precious blood, see, Jesus was born to die. He had a reason, he had a reason for his birth. He was born to die. He was born to die for you and I in all the world. But with the precious blood, we were redeemed by with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish, without spot. Watch this in verse 20. Who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Man, before there was an earth, before there was a sun and the moon, Kenny, before the sun even hung and the moon shined at night, God preordained that Christ would come and be the Savior for mankind. Amen. The virgin birth was planned before we were ever here. The Bethlehem manger was planned before we ever got here. Listen, this Christmas holiday wasn't no accident. This Christmas season just didn't happen by chance. The Creator of heaven and earth said, I ordain this Christmas season with the Christ of heaven. Can anyone say amen? Amen. And so, you ought to get excited because it's more than just a little season that they... So, see, we commercialized it and ruined it. But when you get into the real spirit of it, the real truth of Christmas, you ought to get... You ought to be like those cartoons. Yabba dabba doo! Which one is that? Flintstones? I mean, we ought to be getting like Fred and Barney Rubble over there because they... Yabba dabba doo! By the way, it said, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. He came for you. He was prepared for you. He was planned for you. Oh man, when you start getting Christmas on a personal level, my friend Rich, I'm so glad he and his family's here today. And Rich, Christ came personally for you. He came personally for me. Isn't that exciting? He came personally for you. Isn't that exciting, Bill? Yes, it is. It is exciting. Kenny, he came personally for you. You just say your name because he personally came for you. Christmas is all about you. Yes. See, a lot of people don't think about that. But you get Christmas in perspective, you're going to find how exciting Christmas really is. It's not about Santa Claus, and I'm not against having fun. We at the biker thing last night. I said, man, I wish we had somebody dressed up in Santa Claus and had a bike here. We could get in front of a tree and make a Christmas picture with all us guys, all our bikers together. Send it out. See, we've got emails of all the people that came to our biker events last year. I said, well, yeah, send them an email with a Christmas greeting. Amen. And then pops Jack. I didn't know Jack even had a plan. Here's Jack Dower dressed up in Christmas, and it was hilarious. Dave was talking to him, and they were cutting jokes, and it was phenomenal. We had a great time. By the way, bikers, thank you for the gift you gave to me and my wife. That was very kind of you. We've already planned the first blessing of the biker. We've already got the date for it. The blessing of the biker is going to be May 3rd. If you're marking your calendar, blessing of the biker at Bethel Baptist is going to be May 3rd this in 2009. But I want you to know something. God preordained the birth of Christ, the life of Christ, the death of Christ, the resurrection, his return. I'm going to tell you, you ought to get excited about what, you know, if God thought this much about Christmas, we ought to get excited about it. Amen? Amen? Now, Christ's birth was a planned birth. It was a prepared birth. It was a prophesied birth. And I just want to, it's 11:30. Let me just show you two this morning. I'm just going to show you two, and I'll get you out of before 12 o'clock. Let me show you, are you still in Matthew chapter 1? First of all, number one, if you look at Matthew 1:23, behold, a virgin shall be with child. How many see that? That was a planned birth. By the way, look up here. Did you know the Bible prophesied? Now, by the way, there's a lot of prophecies. I'm only taking only a few. There's tons of them. The Bible prophesied how Jesus would be born by a virgin, where he would be born in Bethlehem. I'll show you. That's my second point. And thirdly, I could show you, I'm not going to have time, I'll quote it to you earlier. On point two, I'm going to give you point three in the same point. When Christ was going to be born. How, where, and when. Because in Daniel, Acts chapter 9, verse 25, talked about how, when he would be born. He said he would be born 483 years after the decree that restored Jerusalem and built. 69 weeks and seven times, every week in the Old Testament represented 7 years. Seven times 69 is 483. So they actually had the, Tommy, Bobby, they had the exact year. And they knew the exact place. They knew exactly how. I mean, a virgin birth, that's, you can kind of narrow that down. Not too many in Robinson Hospital pulling that off lately. Matter of fact, they've never pulled it off. No one ever has, and no one ever will. Well, let's look at the first one. First of all, in Matthew 1:23, it said, behold, a virgin shall be with child and bring forth a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And so God Almighty proclaimed that Jesus would be born of a virgin over 700 years before Christ was ever born. God's holy word said he would be born of a virgin. 700, I mean, that's calling it pretty good. Hello? I mean, the weatherman can't even hit tomorrow's weather. And God's hitting the bullseye on every time he says something. You know, you can believe this old King James Bible. You can believe God's Bible. You can take it to the bank. It always gets fulfilled. If you stay in Matthew, but if you want to turn to Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14, the prophet Isaiah, over 700 years before Christ was even born, he said this in Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you, the Lord himself. Nobody else had nothing to do with it. It was all God. The Lord himself shall give you a sign. The Jews always require a sign. The Greeks seek after wisdom. Corinthians 1:22. Are you with me? Behold, a virgin shall conceive a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. 700 years before Christ was born, the prophet Isaiah said he would be born of a virgin. That's pretty good prophecy, isn't it? By the way, who would ever say you can be born of a virgin? It's impossible for anybody to be born of a virgin. Even Mary said to the angel, how could this be possible? And he said, with God, all things are possible. We know in Matthew chapter 1 there, that the Bible talked about how she conceived of the Holy Ghost. But I want you to see something in Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin. You know, in a lot of the perversions, Brother Mark, they take that word virgin out. And they put maiden. See, that's why you know you got the real thing here. Mm-hmm. This is the real one here, right here. If your Bible says, behold, a maiden shall conceive, you got the wrong Bible. I'm going to tell you something. This virgin birth is essential for you and I. If Jesus came from Adam, if he had the sin blood of Adam, then he would be a sinner himself. He couldn't have died for my sins. We had to have a spotless lamb. We had to have a spotless sacrifice. We had to have a pure, holy sacrifice so he could die for sinners. So then we notice that it says, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. A virgin. You know, you can be a maiden, but every maiden is not a virgin. See, Mary was more than a maiden. She was a virgin. I'm not changing the Bible. I'm leaving it just like God put it. Amen. See, Mary was a virgin. Mary knew not a man before Jesus was born. And when you read Matthew, I emphasized that in verse 25. And knew not him, not Joseph, till after Jesus was born. Joseph didn't touch Mary. Even though they were married, he didn't touch Mary till after Jesus was born. Hello. Now think about this, about the virgin birth. The birth of Jesus, a virgin birth? How many would say that was a miraculous birth? Yeah, it was a miraculous birth. How many would say it would be a birth that only God could do? Yes. And Jesus was conceived, Matthew 1:20, it says he was conceived by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost came upon Mary and they conceived Christ. No man, by the way, the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Are you with me? The Trinity. That's why when Jesus came out, he was what we call Emmanuel. God with us. Because he was the God-man. Oh, he had a man's body. But he had every drop of blood was Emmanuel's blood. There was no sinful blood going through the arteries and veins of Christ. His blood came from God. Because, see, he was God incarnate. That's hard to understand, isn't it? You know, I don't understand everything, but I just believe it. That's how you get to heaven, by faith, just believing what God says. See, faith is some things hoped for, the other things not. See, if you could see something, it's not faith. Now, stay with me. Jesus had no tainted blood from Adam. No, Jesus had blood flowing through his veins that was spotless. Matter of fact, I read to you earlier, Peter chapter 1, verse 8. It was precious blood. It was the blood that redeemed us from our sins. And then Jesus was God incarnate. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, to wit, God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. You see, Carl, when I asked Christ to come to my heart, years ago, when I was 20 years old, not only did I ask the Son of God, but even though I knew there was a God, I didn't know who God was. When I ain't got Christ in my heart, that's when I got God in my heart. Because God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. God, did you hear me? God was in Christ. That's why they called him Emmanuel. God with us. Are you still with me? And listen, the birth of Jesus Christ was planned for, was prepared for, and prophesied over 700 years. before Jesus ever was born. You know, I thought about this too. I think I'm going to show a little bit tonight at the end of my message, but I'll just give you a little preview, a thought that I'm going to give you tonight. Jesus' birth, that virgin birth, was a prepared birth. Jesus said in John 14, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in my Father's house." Or, yeah, I go to prepare. Yeah, just like heaven is prepared for us, the means to get to heaven, Christ was prepared for us. By the way, I'll talk more about this at the end of my message tonight. Hell was prepared too. Heaven's prepared. Christ was prepared. Hell's prepared. Hello? But it's not God's will that anybody goes to hell, but all be repent and come to Christ. If you go to hell, it's not God's fault. Because just like that lady made sure all her kids got gifts, God made sure everyone has a chance for a gift. All you got to do is receive it. If we have a gift there, and if we have a gift and we don't receive it, we don't pick it up, whose fault is that? Ours, right? Okay, so we're thank God for the Jesus planned birth and prepared birth. Listen, Jesus fulfilled prophecy of the Old Testament, and it was proclaimed in the New Testament. Let me read to you Galatians chapter 4. I love it. They even got a song that the choir sings sometimes. I don't know if they'll sing it this year, but Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4. "But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." Can anyone say amen? And so I'm glad that we had a virgin birth of Jesus Christ. You know, when you think of all that God did, look up here. Think about all God did to prepare and plan and prophesy. You think the world ought to get more excited about the birth? And I'm just talking about one. There's tons of them. I'm just giving you one little thought today about the birth of Jesus Christ. Are you still with me? Yeah. I noted this. This was the most spectacular birth that ever took place or ever will take place. Now, it was spectacular. It was miraculous. And look up here. How many are glad that God not only prepared it, planned it, and made provisions for it? Amen? Listen, I'm going to read to you from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. "For unto us," I'm in Isaiah 9, 6. "For unto us," and that a child, that's that virgin birth that he talked about in chapter 7. Are you with me, church? Who was that virgin birth child? Christ. "For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Can anyone say amen? Let me add, he's called the Lily of the Valley, the Rose of Sharon, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He's called the Bright Morning Star. Can anyone say amen? Amen. Woo! I'm excited about the birth of our Savior. "Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, and to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice henceforth forever and ever." Forever and ever. Got an eternal kingdom. "And the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it." He's talking to Brother Bobby. America's only 230 some years old. I don't know the exact date of our whatever, how it figures out. And already looks like our country's ready to shake and maybe go down in shambles. I don't want it to. But God's kingdom, and that's only after 230 some years. Are you with me? God's kingdom, never. It's going to go forever and ever. That's a pretty strong kingdom. That's a pretty strong king. Who's that king? Oh, his name was Jesus. He's the King of Kings. That's who was born in Bethlehem for you and I, of a virgin. By the way, I'm glad she was a virgin. You say, well, how do you know? He was without sin, and God said it, he was. By the way, did you even know, I didn't get into this, did you even know that when he made Eve, he prepared for the virgin birth of Christ? When God made Eve, he prepared for the virgin birth of Christ. You see, when a lady has conceives for a baby, the blood of the man goes into the baby's body. The woman's blood might nourish on the outside, but none of the woman's blood gets in. That's why you can always tell who the father is by taking a blood test. Hello? Are you with me? See, even with Eve, God, when God prepared Eve, a woman, he was saying, I'm going to make sure that only a man can give the blood. See, Jesus got his blood from the Holy Ghost, which was God. Hello? Mary was just a sinner just like you and I. Good, upright woman. But she had to be saved just like you and I. And her blood was tainted. If any of her blood would have got into Jesus, we couldn't have a Savior. Hello? There's a great book I read years ago by a medical doctor, Dr. DeHaan. It's called Chemistry of the Blood. If you can ever get that book, Chemistry of the Blood, you ought to get it. It's a great little book, and it gives you some great facts about the virgin birth of Christ. And so let me just say that with you. Number one, aren't you? Matthew 2:1 says, Isaiah 9:6 says, unto us a child is born. Aren't you glad, number one, that God prepared and prophesied over 700 years and foreordained even before that, thousands on top of thousands of years, that Christ would be born of a virgin? Amen. By the way, when you have a virgin, you know that's the real thing. I know who's better, Coke or Pepsi? and it goes, this is the real one, uh-huh. This is the real one, uh-huh. Mary was the real one, uh-huh. She was a virgin. No one else has ever had a virgin birth or will have a virgin birth. Can anyone say amen? Amen. Boy, God's going through a lot of stuff just so we can have a great Savior. Then number two, and I'm going to close with this. Number two, in Matthew chapter 2, verse 1, it says Jesus was taken to Bethlehem. We know that's the place where Jesus was born. And the city was called Bethlehem. It was no mistake. It was no mistake that Jesus was taken to Bethlehem. Again, it was planned before the foundation of the world. It was prepared, and it was prophesied by Micah the prophet. I'm going to read to you right now from Micah 5:2. Over 700 years before Christ was ever brought to Bethlehem to be born, the Micah, God's prophet, said he would be born in Bethlehem. I'm going to read it to you. Micah 5:2. But thou, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of these shall come, he shall come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel. I love this. Whose going forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Woo! This special child that's being born of a virgin is going to be born in Bethlehem. And this child, that's not where he began. Kenny, it said he's from old to everlasting. This child that was born, he always was. I want you to know he's coming down. Oh, he wasn't a child, but he's coming down in a body, but he always was. Look up here. Kids, Jesus didn't start in Bethlehem. He was in heaven with God, the Father. He always was. He always was. That's exciting when you think about it. Amen? But think with me real quick and I'll close. Over 700 years before Christ was born in Bethlehem, the city Bethlehem, it was proclaimed exactly how his birth would be by a virgin and where he would be born. Bethlehem. Hello? Oh, little town of Bethlehem. You know, a man said something last night that caught my ear. I wasn't listening to nothing on a Christian station, but many of the Christmas songs, the great Christmas songs that we sing and that we enjoy during the Christmas season, I'm talking about the secular ones also, like I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, some of the biggest hits. You know who they're written by? Jewish people. Yeah. No, seriously. See, the normal Jew doesn't accept Christ. But isn't it great that the Messiah came for them and us Gentiles? And God has used the Jewish people to write most of the Christmas songs because it was the Messiah that he sent to them? Hello? Hello? I mean, but just Christmas. Nah, there ain't no God. There ain't no Christ. This is all coincidence. You believe that, I'm going to sell you a bridge right after church. I'm going to sell you the New York Bridge. I'm going to sell you the Ravenna Bridge. I don't think we have one. Listen, God proclaimed exactly how his birth would be by a virgin. He proclaimed and prepared a place called Bethlehem. And then he actually gave the time. In Daniel chapter 9, verse 25, he actually prophesied the time of his birth. And it said he would be 69 weeks, which is 483 years from time to restore and to build Jerusalem. And so, man, you got the how, the where, and the when. Are you with me? By the way, Bethlehem, stay with me, I'm almost done. Bethlehem, what a great place to be born. Bethlehem, you know what it's called? House of bread. Bethlehem means house of bread. And in closing, look at John chapter 6. John chapter 6 is called the bread of life chapter. Isn't it ironic that the bread of life was born in the house of bread? Hello? John chapter 6, look at verse 48. I want to tell you right now, if you're a Christian here, you ought to get so excited about Christmas. Well, it's off the chart. Our trouble is we get so caught up with the world, we forget about the creator of the world and what he did to make this so special. Look up here. Matter of fact, I told Rosie, I like pretty flowers. I'm a flower nut. I like them. I said, get some poinsettias. And I said, matter of fact, we took a Wednesday. I said, hey, give me some money. I'm going to buy some poinsettias. We all put some money and we bought some poinsettias. Amen? I like flowers. I don't put one up, but you know, Rosie does every year for the last 15 years. She put I don't care if they put one up or not. If you have a Christmas tree, that's great. I don't care one way or the other. Hello? I don't scare it some here. It doesn't mean nothing to me. I mean, Kelly, it's a good thing Rosie does stuff because I have not put one bulb on a tree, seriously, I don't think for the last 15 or 20 years of my life. And I'm not a Scrooge. I give unbelievable. And I don't stop anybody from doing it. I'm just happy about Jesus. I don't need a Christmas tree to get excited about Jesus. I'm not against people having one. Am I making any sense to you folks? I'm all for having fun. My problem is when we go so far to the world, and that's what Satan did. I'm not against Santa Claus and the North Pole and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Matter of fact, I watched a little thing called Elf the other day. This guy was a big kid, was an elf. He rode on Santa Claus's reindeers and everything else. I mean, it was cool. I never saw it before. He said, hey, Dad, I'm an elf. You know? He looked like an elf. They had this little midget guy come into business, and he said, look, another elf. And that little midget ran right over the table. Jumped on him. I thought it was hilarious. Buddy, I think they called him. I'm not against that. And I don't watch, basically, if I don't watch sports, I don't usually watch any TV unless it's hunting or something like that. Something, you know, boxing, you know, that, you know, that's something that's real. But Chuck got me on that thing in the cage, and now I'm on it all the time. Now it's on Channel 30 all the time. But anyways, if they ever take sports off, I'm going to get right with God and get rid of my TV, amen? Because there ain't nothing worth watching on. I'm not against having fun. But when we take our eyes off of Christ, and we forget, see what happened? We get so caught up with the world system that it's no longer, we're no longer focusing on Christ. I'm not against giving a gift to people. I'm not. I'm a giver. I love giving gifts. You know, you guys know me. I've been here for almost 19 years. I'm a giver. That's got nothing to do with it. But Christmas shouldn't be a Christmas present. It should be thinking about the present that God sent to us. And if we didn't have one Christmas present given to us, listen, we got the greatest gift of all. We got the gift of eternal life. You can't top God's gift. I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy said I was bad. They used to say it all the time. I got news for you. Even though I was bad, God still loved me. And he still sent his son. He prepared a virgin. He prepared a place. He prepared a time. And he gave me a miraculous Savior. Unblemished, pure, undefiled, holy, sinless. And he had the Immaculate Conception. Mary conceived of the Holy Ghost. Can anyone say amen? Amen. And we ought to get excited and tell people, listen, I'll sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, had a very shine, but I want to sing also Joy to the World, the Lord has come. You know? I want to sing Silent Night. I'm going to sing all them great songs that we got about Christ. And a lot of times we get so caught up with the secular and the commercial and the society, we lose Christmas. And that was Satan's goal, and he's achieved it. Hello? That's why I just said, we're going to take this whole month just talk about Christ and Christmas. Let me finish this up. Read with me, and I'm done. Matthew chapter 6. What did I tell you, the name, what did Bethlehem mean? House of bread. Look what, I lost my badge. Yeah, I do. I like my badge. Makes you see me when I move. Look at John chapter 6, verse 48. This is what Jesus said. I am the bread of life. You better believe it. He was born in Bethlehem, house of bread. I wonder if there's any correlation there. I am the bread of life, Jesus said. Are you in John 6:48? Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. Remember back when Moses walked running around for 40 years in that wilderness? And they all those little snot-nosed kids were all, and people were saying, God sent down manna, and he sent down quail, and he gave them water and all kinds of stuff. Their clothes never wore out for 40 years. Can you imagine, you girls, if you'd been out there? Think about this, kids. You'd had to go 40 years without going to a mall. Same shoes, same dress. Same everything. No JCPenney outlet specials. No Walmart. Notice, Elder Berman's and Dillard's and whatever else they got, Target. Notice, Macy's. I am, no Macy parades. I am the bread of life. Your father did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. Because that kind of manna didn't sustain their life there, but it didn't give them eternal life. This is the bread, though. This bread, Jesus, which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. You want to live forever? Then you get the manna that God sent at Christmas. Jesus, the bread of life. I am the living bread which came down. Jesus said, I am the living bread. And I can't preach on I am, but that's what God told Moses his name was. I am. That's why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. I'm the living, water. I'm the bread. I'm the door. I'm the way. I am the resurrection life. I am the light. I am everything because he was God. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat this bread, he shall live forever. Can I ask you something? Have you ate of the bread? Have you taken the gift of Christ? He's came for you. And just like Linda, she wanted all her kids to, Christ wants every one of you to have them. He doesn't want anyone to go without a gift. And the greatest gift is Jesus. And it's the only gift that can get you to heaven. I'm the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, and I will give for the life of the world. Oh, my lands, Tommy. He said, listen, I'm going to come. I'm here. I'm the bread of life, and I'm going to give my life so you can live. I close with this thought. Jesus said, I'm going to die so you can live. Are you with me? Jesus was born of a virgin in Bethlehem so all the world could be saved. Jesus' birth gave hope and life to all people. Had he not come, we had no hope. I was talking to a lady and a man yesterday and their family. We've had a lot of sorrow here. We've lost loved ones that we all love. And we were shedding some tears yesterday, I'll be honest with you. And I said, I wish I could bring those people back, and I can't. But I said, as a man of God and on the authority of the Word of God, I can tell you something. We're going to be with those people someday in the future. And Sister Cochran, that precious husband of yours, we're going to see him and be with him again. And we're never going to have to say goodbye. Amen. Ever, ever again. I'm glad I got that hope. Amen. I'm glad I can tell Debbie and her mama, hey, you're going to see that loved one again. I'm glad I can tell those people who lost children, hey, those babies are all right. They're burning us right now. We're the ones hurting. Yep. And if we could, we'd try to bring them back. I would. I said, I can't. But I've got a Savior that was born in heaven for him. He got from heaven, Jimmy. Was born in Bethlehem. So we can spend eternity in heaven again. What a gift. We're going to live forever. All we got to do is take of that living bread. Have you ever asked Christ? See, I was telling the lady the other day, it's not enough just to know about Jesus. You got to invite him into your heart. Yeah. You got to really know. The reason you kids eat pizza, you're hungry. Jesus is the pizza of heaven. The man. The bread of life. You gotta take him in like you take those pizzas. In a spiritual way. You gotta ask Christ to come in your heart. And be, you gotta know you need him. You have to hunger for him. You have to thirst for him. You have to realize that you need him. I know it's 12 o'clock and I'm done. But every person goes through this Christmas lonely and destroyed for the market, all that, but they just knew Christ came for them.
Yes.
So they wouldn't have to hunger, so they wouldn't have to be thirsty, so they would have hope, Annie. Joy to the world! The Lord has come! Let her receive her King!
Amen.
He's come!
Amen.
And I'm glad I took him. And I'm glad he gives me a promise of eternal life and hope in heaven. And I'm glad I'm going to be with all the kids that I've lost and family members and friends. I'm glad I'm going to live forever. I'm going to live forever. I'm going to die no matter. Jesus died on the tree for me. And I'm going to live forever. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray with all my heart. I thank you for these. Oh, there's so many of them. I just shared two of them today, or three with the timing of Christ and Daniel. But Lord, I just pray that every person here will know Christ in a personal way. That this year, they'll not spend Christmas without Christ. Couldn't get over that lady. She had the Christmas spirit. She wanted to make sure everyone had a gift, a Christmas gift. And Lord, I know you, more than Linda, want everyone to have a Christmas gift. Christ. And you did so much more to make it possible for every person to have the gift of Christ. Prepared a virgin, prepared a place, prepared a time. Preordained it before the world began. And I pray today, Father, if there's some here that's never, all they know about Jesus and they sing the songs, but they've never really put Christ in their heart. I pray today they'll ask Christ in their heart. With our heads bowed and our eyes closed, how many could say, Pastor, I know for sure there was a day I saw myself a lost sinner, and I saw my need for a Savior, and I did accept Christ as my Savior. I know Jesus is the bread of life, and I took him. Could you raise that hand? I know I'm saved. Thank you. May put him down. Would there be any today say, Preacher, I'll be honest with you. I might have religion, but I never got Christ. And today I'd like to know when I die, I'd go to heaven. Today I'd like to invite God's wonderful gift. The gift that really Christmas is all about. His Savior. His provision. Jesus Christ. You'd say, would you pray for me? I'd sure like to know when I... Yes, I see. Who else? I'd sure like to know when I die, I'd go to heaven. Could you raise a hand? Pray for me. I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. I'm not sure if I died. I see that. I see that hand. I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. Pray for me. Yeah, I see that hand. Now, you only have to ask Jesus to save you once. If you've asked him to save you, he saved you. If you meant it from your heart. Sometimes we say prayers, but we really don't mean it from our heart. I'm going to encourage everyone today, if you've never really invited Christ to come into your heart to be your Savior and trust him that he died just for your sins and that he was buried and that he arose that third day according to the scriptures, I'm going to encourage you to come forward today. And 11 days before we celebrate Christmas, have Christ in your heart. I'd take what Christ and Christmas is all about, the gift of eternal life through Jesus. Father, thank you for the time we've had, and I thank you for the great prophecies in the Old Testament about the birth of Christ. May we rejoice and Lord, look up to you in thankfulness for the Christ that was born for us. And if there's any, Lord, I think there was hands on both sides, and Lord, I pray that if there's any here that really don't know you, young or old, dear God, I pray in my heart, Holy Spirit of God, that you'd bring them this morning. Help them to forget about other people and just help them to come like the wise men just to see the Savior. I pray in Christ's name, amen. What page are you on, Mark? Let's stand and sing 218.